It's a real pleasure, although considering the circumstances, my pleasure is dimmed by the possibility that some of Washington State Senator Linda Wilson's colleagues in the legislature in Olympia are planning to pass a tax and then use it to balance the budget. Senator Wilson, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So you're the Republican leader of the Senate Ways and Means Committee. To translate that for folks, ways and means is the fancy way of saying taxes. Are the Democrats really planning to use an income tax on capital gains to balance the budget? And why do they need to do that, given that that revenue seems to be flowing in just fine to the state legislature? In fact, I think it's flowing into the state treasury a lot better than it's flowing into a lot of individual citizens' bank accounts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? No, they don't need to have this rainy day, capital gains. They don't need to have that tax. We already know it's unconstitutional. We already know that it's going to have a lawsuit against it if it does pass, and it looks to me like it's going to. I don't know in what form it's going to pass. I know how it went off the Senate floor, but I don't know what they're going to do in the chambers in the House. I think, you know, we did have a emergency clause on that bill and took it off in the Senate, and I'm hearing talks of that it's going to be added back in over there in the House. So, yes, they are planning to use that to balance the budget. A good portion of that is supposed to be going toward daycare or childcare. But it's so volatile, it's just, I don't understand how you can count on that. I know that even California has decided not to include that in their budget because it's so volatile.
Well, let me ask you about this. This is one of those dirty little tricks that I think the legislature pulls all the time, where they balance the budget based on a new source of revenue that they don't have in hand yet. This is like Chevy Chase building the swimming pool in his backyard, expecting the bonus to come, and then the bonus doesn't come. Except when the legislature does it, they pull the trick because then they say, well, gosh, we already plan to spend all that money on all these wonderful programs. So if we don't get the new revenue, then they go back to the taxpayers and say, now we're short. Is that the way they're planning to play this game?
Well, I mean, at this point, because of the way that the bill is structured, the funding isn't even going to be available until April of 2023. So it isn't even collected until 2022. So to indicate that any of this is having to do with COVID is not true. They only expect to have it bring in about $500 million, although I don't know how they know that, because we don't report income taxes here, so I don't know how they know what that would be. I mean, maybe they have a formula, but, you know, that's a big question. And then, of course, if we have any sort of downturn in the market, people don't sell their stocks when the market is down, or at least they try not to. So,
well, Senator Wilson, am I right that this tax, at least initially, they're saying it's only going to apply to about four people in the state? Jeff Bezos, mm-hmm. his ex-wife, Bill Gates, and who else? Somebody else. There are four ultra-rich people in the state. But I take it you expect that won't be the end of it. They will say, well, now we have to include more people, more rich people, and they'll keep taxing until they get to, they'll keep expanding the capital gains till it applies to virtually everyone. Is that your expectation?
Well, that is what we've seen in public records disclosures, is that we've read that a senator has indicated that the goal behind passing this bill is to be able to have the structure to set it up so that they can have a full-blown income tax, which in order to be constitutional has to be equal upon everyone, right? And so that's why it's unconstitutional now, is because they want to use this only on the rich. And the thing is, this isn't just on the rich. I mean, if you have someone that owns a business and they have that is their retirement, and they go to sell, then 7% of that off the top is what comes out, except minus the $250,000 exemption. But, you know, that's you don't have to be rich to have a company that has revenues over $10 million. I mean, that's revenues. That has nothing to do with your profit. And so
it can hit a lot
of people.
An awful lot of businesses gross amazing amounts of money. But the net, I mean, if you own a restaurant, you might make 8% of what you take in during a year. And so, right. you know, the rest of the money is, shows as revenue coming in, but it does. It's not revenue into your pocket. It's money that comes right back, goes in to the business, and then goes right back out to employees, bricks and mortar costs, the cost of supplies, and all that. Now, the news that you had embargoed until 1 o'clock today is that the Democrats do plan to use it to balance. How do they balance a budget this year, or for the next 2 years, when the tax revenue doesn't come in for 2 years?
Well, we got a heck of a lot of money coming in from the feds, right? I mean, they, and then our economic forecast that we heard just last week was unprecedented. It was the largest increase over a quarter that has ever been. So we have over $3.3 billion over the course of the next few years that they are all, that they are spending. Plus, they're spending all of the rainy day fund. So $1.8 billion of the rainy day fund. Which blows my mind, right? Because and what this has done basically is assured that this is going to be a partisan budget, because we can't support a capital gains income tax. We just can't do it.
Unconstitutional tax.
I mean, and then with the goal of, you know, being full blown income tax. And then of course capital gains or cap and tax is also in there. So they expect to have that funding to help with the budget as well. I mean, there are a few good things in there, which is sad, because there, you know, we had our budget come out a month and a half ago, the Republican budget, which didn't raise any taxes. I did that to prove that we could do this without raising taxes, and we funded all kinds of things. In fact, we even I have a bill that would reduce property taxes by $250,000. So, I mean, your first $250,000
would be reduced. Right, right. And you'd be able to have that exempt from taxation. That's State Senator Linda Wilson, who represents the 17th District, Republican leader of the Senate Ways and Means Committee.